This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So the first shiur tonight, we're going to just finish off the 48 Kinyani Torah. We're just going to carry on our steps to greatness. And if you remember, the idea was that we're looking at the 48 Kinyani Torah. The purpose of this is that it's a journey from Pesach through to Shavuos. I gave you the example of the moshel of going to have some fine wine in a restaurant and polishing the glass. The wine is perfect. But if you buy expensive wine but drink it in a very dirty, solid glass, then it's going to ruin the effect of the wine. The purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to prepare ourselves in the cup of the Torah, to polish the glass, to make sure that the fine wine, the Torah that we receive, is received in a proper, suitable keli. Now, we also discussed the inconsistency in the way in which we count, counting the days at the beginning and the weeks at the end. And the idea is to take small steps, small practical steps. And that's why we're going through the Kinyani Torah. We'll just shoot through a few tonight, just to finish off, because this, is, of course, is the last one before Shavuos, and we're in the Achshav Emosai. So just a couple I want to pick up on. Number, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. We're up to Simcha. Now, we'll have to do them quite quickly because there isn't time to do everything in depth. But Simcha is huge. The importance of being happy is clear in Chazal. Ivdus Hashem b'Simcha. The Teichacha says that all these terrible things happen. Tachas Hashem le'avadus Hashem le'kecha b'Simcha. Over tuv levav mirev kol. It's Tachas. We didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirev Simcha. We didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Simcha. And other sources. But really what I want to focus on briefly is 2 points. If you turn over the page to the last page of your handout, it says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Ein Ruach HaKodesh Sheira Ele Metoich Simcha. The Ruach HaKodesh, spirituality, if you like, can only reside in a person when he is in a state of Simcha. And that's powerful, that's really important. In fact, the Gemara on the same place actually says that a person, a Rav, should begin a shiur with a joke, because that sort of Kodesh Yimudu HaTamidim Metoich Simcha, that puts the audience in a sort of a receptive mode, and therefore the shiur will be more impactful. And furthermore, the Ruach Haim says in the second box on the last page, Besimcha, why is Simcha one of the ways to acquire Torah? He says something quite powerful. Ki halomed besimcha b'shoa achas, yilmed yoyse harbe mimashe yilmed b'kama shoyis ba'atzos. A person will learn in 1 hour with Simcha more than he'll learn in many hours in sadness. That's a huge statement. That's a powerful thing to think about. That a person, and we know ourselves, if we're in a more positive, upbeat, joyous frame of mind, we will achieve so much more. So that is true as one of the Kinyani Torah, in terms of learning and growing in Torah, but also in terms of growing in Ruchnias, a person is besimcha, one can achieve so much more. So it really is a very important value. Now, just 2 final Kinyanim that I want to speak about. Number 10 in the list is Tahara, is purity. The Medrash Shmuel says, Ki tzorech sheyitai atzmo mimachshavos hirurim ro. A person has got to try and purify himself mentally in terms of what he thinks. Ki haTorah tahora kudosha, because the Torah itself is pure and holy. Ve'ein echala b'makom tumah, and doesn't reside, it cannot reside in a place of tumah. So, like I was saying earlier, to the extent that we polish the glass, that we purify ourselves, then we can become kelim which are worthy of receiving the Torah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, well-known, often quoted Gemara, tells the story of the transmission process of Torah. And it says that one time, again due to social persecution and anti-Semitism, the transmission process faltered, and Reb Chiya had to reteach Torah to the Jewish people. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Pei Hei Omer Beis, the Avdi L'Torah D'Lo Tishtaka Chim Yisrael. Reb Chiya did something to make sure that the perpetuity of the transmission process would be ensured. My Avidna, what did he do? Azilna V'Shadina Kidna. He went and he sowed flax. For Gadilna Nishbi, and then he with the flax, he harvested the flax and he made nets with those flax. For Sayidna Tavi, and he trapped deer. U'Malchil Nebasrayim L'Yosmi, and then he took the deer and he shechted the deer and he fed the meat to Yesoimim, to orphans. Varichno Megilta, and then he took the skin, the hide of the deer, and he made parchment, and with the parchment he wrote Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and then he went to various towns and he taught 5 children Torah, and then they sort of a pyramid system, they taught others, etc. The question, of course, is on this Gemara, why did Reb Chiya have to go to that length to get the parchment? Why didn't he go to the W.H. Smith, the Ryman's, the Amazon Prime, maybe, of his day, and just get some cloth? Why did he have to go and plant flax seeds to trap, to make nets, to trap deer, to shech the deer, to make the cloth? Why did he have to go to that whole long process? So the Marshal says, the first line there and then the second paragraph, Shekol Maisa Hazel LaTorah Hu B'Tchila L'Shem Shemayim V'Lo Hayobo Shum Shtituf. Because if your foundations are strong, then the rest of it will follow. And that really is what Tahara is about. Tahara is that the source, the foundations of a project have to be Bekdusha and Tahara, and that will make sure that the sort of the long-standing effect of that project. When Nei Yisrael in Baltimore was built, the Rosh Hashiva, the founding Rosh Hashiva, Rav Ruderman, he made a very strong point that the first week there shouldn't be any Bittul Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. No, you know, it's very hard. You're sitting a whole day in the Beis HaMedrash, there's a Seder for many hours, and the temptation to talk with the Chavrusah is strong. But he said for the first week there should be no, you know, Dvarim Batalim, no idle chatter, because that's the foundation week, and therefore the foundations are critical. Because Tahara, sorry, of the flax.
Yes.
The point is that he was embarking on a new project to transmit Torah, to retransmit Torah, to make sure that the transmission process didn't falter. So as it were, it was like a Chanukas, it was a beginning, it was a new stage in the process. To make sure that that project would not falter, he had to make sure that the foundations of this new stage were very firm and rooted in Kedusha and Tahara and Lashem Shemayim. And therefore, he actually planted the flax in order to make the nets, etc., etc. So the whole process was rooted on strong foundations. Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, one time, when he was in his famous trip, when he went to America from Baranovich, this is in the late 1930s, and he, you know, the yeshiva was in terrible debt, he had no choice but to travel, and he went all the way to America from Eastern Europe back in the late 1930s, he was there for a long time. And he was collecting for his yeshiva, and one time he went to visit a very wealthy family on a Motzei Shabbos, and lo and behold, when he went in there, they were playing cards. There was a card game going on. And one of the, you know, it's so audacious if you think about it, but one of the players sitting around the card table said, you know what, the next hand we'll give our winnings to the Rosh Yeshiva. That will be the donation. Imagine they're sitting there in a smoke-filled room playing who knows what, and there's a pot of money in the middle, and the Holy Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is sitting, you know, standing there, you know, just beggars belief. But Rabbi Chanan declined the offer. And again, the reason why he refused is because I don't accept money which, as it were, is tainted, and I can't build on that shaky foundation. So Tahara is an important yesod, an important kinyan to achieve success in Torah and in Ruchnias. Okay, now the last one that we'll do, and of course there are 48 of them, and we've just picked out a few, but the next one is just very interesting, is Miut Sheina. A person wants to succeed in Torah growth and in Ruchnias, he shouldn't sleep too much. Now what does that mean? We all need to sleep, we probably don't sleep enough. So well, what does Miut Sheina mean? The Rambam says, very powerfully, Hilchus Deus, this is a bit of a musa to us all. Hayom v'halayla chof dalet shois. The day is 24 hours. Dailo la'odom lishon shlishin shehu shmoina shois. I think that should be shlish. A person has got to sleep a third of that time, 8 hours. Right? 8 hours. When was the last time you slept 8 hours? Exactly. So, 8 hours. Now, I remember one time, this is many years ago, I was in yeshiva, and I went to the Sholem Yeshiva in my yeshiva, and I said to him, I don't understand. The Rambam says, you've got to sleep 8 hours a night. There's a famous letter from the stipler, who writes the yeshiva bochrim, that they should sleep also 8 hours, but they can do 7 hours at night, and 1 hour in the afternoon, before afternoon seder. Okay. On the other hand, I said, you know, you hear stories of the gedolim who sleep very little. The Vilna Gaon, the Talmidim testified, the Hakdama, the Sefer, that he slept 2 hours a night, and even those 2 hours were in half an hour increments. You hear about Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Livracha, that they would sleep 3 hours a night. That you hear of the Rogachover, that he had his thick payers, and he sort of tied them to a peg on the wall, that when he would drop off, they would yank, and that would wake him up. And other Gedolim putting their feet in cold water, and So you know, which one is it? Is it 8 hours? Is it 3 hours? What do we do? So I remember he looked at me. His name is Rustav. And Rustav looked at me, and he speaks English much more fluently. But back in the day, he didn't. And he said to me, Yodea maze yachta. Do you know what a yachta is? A yachta is a root for a yacht. And he gave me the following moshel. He said, imagine a person goes to a yacht showroom. And I want to buy a yacht. So I say to the fellow, okay, how much is that one? So he sees this, you know, magnificent big yacht. That one is $750,000. Okay, not bad. How much is that one? This one, sir, is $1.2 million. Very nice. And that one over there, oh, that's $1.4 million. So I look around, I see the spec of each one, and then I say to him, how many kilometers does that one do to the gallon? So he looks at me, and he'll say, if you're worried about miles to the gallon, then yachts aren't for you. If you're asking 2 hours, 3 hours, you shluf 8 hours, yeah? There are those yechidei skula who can get away with 2-3 hours. They're super, super motivated and driven. They can do it. But the hamoin am should sleep 8 hours. Now, what does it mean, 8 hours? It means you need to, I think, you need to sleep as much as you need. Everyone knows, you know, what you need. And the key, I think, is in the next Mishnah. This is the last point on this. The Mishnah in Ovos, famous Mishnah, says, Kachi darka shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas ba'melach toichal. Person should eat bread, with salt, or mayim b'mesura tishteh, and drink a measure of water, a small measure of water, v'ala oretz tishon, and sleep on the ground, v'chay etzah tichya, etc., v'atorah atom omol, im ha'to'isa ken ashrecha v'tovloch, if you do that, ashrecha, happy are you, and it's good for you, v'olim hazeh v'tovloch l'olim habo. So in Yeshiva, in the Mir, Rav Hellman once said the following pshat in this Mishnah. Really? We've got to eat bread? We've got to drink water, we've got to sleep on the ground. Said Reb Hellman, no, that's not pshat. When you eat bread, imagine dry bread and water, that's your staple diet, you'll eat what you need to eat, and you'll drink what you need to drink, and you won't indulge more than necessary. If you've got to sleep on the floor, the temptation of a lion is much less. So you'll sleep what you need to sleep, you'll eat what you need to eat, and then you'll do what you're meant to do. What it means is, eat nice food. And drink nice drinks and sleep in a nice bed. But just don't indulge. Don't do more than is necessary. Do what you need to function well. And I think that is really the key. Of course, indulging in sleep is going to take away from Limud HaTorah and from growth in Ruchnius. And true with any indulgences. But what it means is you need to do what you need to do in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as you can. That's all. It's not saying that you've got to sleep on the floor, you've got to eat bread. That was Rav Hellman's take on it. So there we go. So an interesting look for the last 4 weeks on some of the 48 ways to wisdom, some of the 48 Kinyani Torah. Tonight we focused on Simcha and Tahara and Miut Shena. But please God, with Mitzvah Hashem, we should all scale the ladder to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.